the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a Seaside Heights woman has been charged with harboring a fugitive after a standoff in Toms River on Friday. The Ocean County prosecutor says 29-year-old Elizabeth Mascarelli allowed 35-year-old Maxwell Johnston to stay with her in her home for 4 days. Johnston was wanted in connection with the murder of Gabriella Coraleo in late June. Officials say he shot himself in the head following a seven-hour-long standoff with police on Friday. Saying the consequences are too light for people who break into your home, Jersey lawmakers are moving ahead with a proposal that creates new offenses, residential burglary and home invasion burglary.
Both of these residential burglary definitions would carry with it a higher degree of offense, and as a result, there would be a presumption of incarceration.
State Senator Anthony Bucco says juveniles are included in this proposal. New Jersey news made possible by College Hunks hauling junk and moving. Do you have old furniture laying around the house or a garage full of clutter? College Hunks hauling junk and moving. Haul the stuff you don't want and move the stuff you do. Let tomorrow's leaders haul your junk today. Visit collegehunks.com. Police are looking for whoever set off an explosive device near a block party in Manville Saturday night. One man was struck in the torso by shrapnel. The state police bomb squad was called to Cooper Street Park after the explosion. Witnesses tell CBS New York that the explosion shattered a car windshield and put a hole in the siding of a house. New Jersey has the sixth highest stillbirth rate in the U.S., according to the 2021 State Health Assessment Data Report. But nobody knows why. The New Jersey Stillbirth Awareness Campaign aims to increase awareness because most people don't know about the risk factors involved.
By providing education on ways to recognize that something may be wrong, and by providing important resources to help guide families who are grieving the loss of their stillborn baby, and professionals that are caring for patients who experience a stillbirth.
Ann Ruck at the Central Jersey Family Health Consortium says if women notice a decrease in fetal movement, they need to contact their doctor right away. A change in fetal movement could mean something is very wrong. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Stay hydrated out there. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fat Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Today is day number 5 of our latest Jersey heat wave with daily 90s across inland New Jersey. That will stretch to 6 and then probably 7 days, and then rain and slightly cooler temperatures arrive for the second half of this week. Highs today 90 to 95. Little bit of relief at the Jersey Shore in the 80s. Definitely hot and humid out there with a mix of sun and clouds. Staying sticky tonight, partly cloudy, lows only fall into the lower to mid-70s. And we'll do it again tomorrow, mostly cloudy, lower 70s, with a chance of an isolated late-day thunderstorm. A few thunderstorms in the neighborhood on Wednesday. It'll be partly sunny and breezy, with highs around 90, scattered rain, and 80s for Thursday. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
And weather brought to you by Window Nation. Beat the heat in your home with a buy two, get two free offer on insulated, energy-efficient windows, plus zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an in-home estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Right now, it is 84 in Belvedere, 88 in Old Bridge, 88 in Burlington. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.